May Holman. She seems appropriately Appalachian. Senator Tony Mulvihill, with his devotion to Whitlam, immigration, hairy-nosed wombats, was wrapped in May Holman, sent me a wad of material on her, which I've lost, wanting me to write or at least know about her. Photographs of her make her look beautiful, but with huge, unhappy eyes. I am down, so it seems time to be dutiful and open up to her. First, it is the 1920s. She is perched on the cow catcher of a timber train to visit the forest settlements in Western Australia. She is concerned by their danger, will devise the 1926 Timber Industries Regulation Act to improve safety, medicine, schools and housing for them. She will speak for them. Her head forest shadow filled, the poor crowding lonely around the front of the train, hardly believing that a woman could just arrive like that and be the sane mother, vow to them security. She was the first woman Labor parliamentarian in Australia. Opening up more, there is the oddness of her only marriage to Joseph Gardner, an alcoholic with a genius for the non-consummation of absolutely everything, including his relationship with her and his career as a member of the Legislative Assembly, having left the state mysteriously, thus helping bring down the Scadden government. He is a wispy, non-threatening-looking creature. He returned her letters unread one weak occasion. She divorced him and she never tried again. How could he abandon eyes so shy, sad, fine? I am down and on your eyes' behalf, May Holman. She was an alternate delegate to League of Nations, an isolationist who believed in only British immigration, but was always solid on the woman thing, including the women's interstate executive, setting up country meetings. That's often the way with Labor women. Like Gillard's, there is hope wizening in wizening pragmatism. It isn't safe, as Bevan had foretold. So much constant standing in the middle of the road. Her health, in fact, was always fraught. Chronic asthma, chronic heart. When she died after a car accident, 8 women from labour organisations held her coffin, and her brother inherited her electorate since it was discovered she had been surprisingly loved. Trees fall unexpectedly in arboreal wilderness with its strained, alcoved gloom. There are eyes of children suffering or animals in alarm. I've paid dues to Mulvihill in bloodless October dawn, and boasting a braced figurehead so observantly alone, the front of the timber engine shivers on.